Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or Apple Podcast. Or as always, you can head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com. And of course, check out all the great articles written there daily and podcasts from all the great podcasters on America Out Loud. And please share those on social media. We have a lot to talk about tonight. And here I am with Rob. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Andrew. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, like you said, we have a lot to talk about, so we might as well just jump right into it and start talking. We've had quite a few guests on the show these past couple of weeks, and they've said a lot. And in addition to them being on the show, the news never stops. It's been going nonstop. So many changes. I mean, can you just imagine for the past 100 days, look at how the face of America has changed. Now, some would say, well, look at when Donald Trump was the president. He got into office. He made a lot of changes also. But those changes were positive changes. The changes that we're seeing now are anything but positive. I think they're rather negative changes. And they're changes that the consequences will affect this country for years to come. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. You look at what this latest jobs report from Joe Biden, and it was a disaster. It looks like we've got no jobs, we've got no border, and then we've got no leadership in the Middle East. It's just turning into quite the disaster in the early stages of the Biden administration.
A complete disaster. I mean, when he took office, he was given an economy that was on the way back. He was given a vaccine. He was given low gas prices. He was giving border control, and he came in and with a flick of a pen, destroyed it all. When he came into office, there wasn't as much acrimony as there is now between the races. This whole critical race theory, Trump had put the kibosh on it. Now it has resurfaced. I wonder, what are people thinking? And then you have the media. They were bad before Biden, and they're bad now. The lies that they continue to tell, the spinning, and I mean, it's really depressing. It's scary. It's frightening. Save but a few individuals that are looking to run in 2022. And try to take back the House. If that weren't the case, Andrew, I don't know where this country would be or what would happen. Because these guys on the left are out of control.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And one of the positive things about President Trump running for office when he did and in his 4 years of making America great again is it woke up a lot of Americans. And we're going to really see that in these 2022 midterms with a lot of great candidates who are America First candidates who followed in President Trump's footsteps, who loved his policies and are going to continue to share those for decades to come, hopefully. Just recently on our show, we've interviewed some really great candidates. How about a congressional candidate from the Washington's 3rd District, Joe Kent? That guy is a fantastic candidate. A Green Beret. I mean, his story, if you haven't heard it, please go to AmericaOutLoud.com and check it out on the archives because it is a fantastic show. And this guy's story is something you really have to hear. But I'm very optimistic about the future crop of candidates that we have running and taking back the House and Senate, or at least one of them in 2022, is a must.
It is a must. And like you said, we had Joe Kent, phenomenal candidate, Laverne Spicer. I mean, last name Spicer, so she has all the spice to take out Frederica Wilson. She is no holds barred, and she's on fire. Pastor Hawkins, another individual from California, the man is on fire. And one of the things that I admired about him, well, two things. He was directly impacted by Joe Biden's 1994 crime bill. He went to jail for 7 years for being in a, well, for not returning a rental car. Several years. Can you imagine? And not only that, he said that he was stopped while driving, not for being black, but for breaking the law. And then on top of that, he continued and said, of all the cards that are out there, the race card has to be canceled because it seems to have an expiration date that does not expire. And then he said that it's time to bring our troops home from the race war. Powerful. Laverne Spicer saying that, what's the lady's name? Kerosene Maxine and Joy Reid were doing what Democrats expect them to do and peddle frivolous race theories. When you watch TV today or just look at the news and you see this woman, Joy Reid, come on and attack black conservatives, giving permission, I guess, for white liberals to attack them also by calling them Uncle Toms and Aunt Pollys and all these negative derogatory terms, it is unbelievable, Andrew. What do you say?
Yeah, it really is unbelievable when you've got Maxine Waters, Joy Reid, as you said, and then, of course, we know the biggest race baiter on TV, probably also the man that President Trump once called the dumbest man on TV, Don Lemon. This guy's made a living off of race baiting, and it just gets so repetitive and so old. And then we see the 1619 Project coming back, and as you mentioned, critical race theory making a comeback. All of the liberal agenda is making a comeback here in 2021 in Joe Biden's America. And this guy ran as a moderate. He is no moderate. He's had a complete socialist over-the-top agenda since the day he took over, and now he's talking about this trillions of dollars for infrastructure, as he calls it, which it's really just full of pork and its goodies. It's going to fall far short on infrastructure, and it's just a way for the Democrats to implement more of their wish list.
1619 Project. I want to talk about that. The author, Nicole Hannah-Jones, she's a black woman. She's a liberal, and she works for the New York Times. How in the heck, or why in the heck, are they peddling some 1619 project that was created by some idiot? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all, but they're pushing this. And I was watching the news the other day. There's a school district in Virginia, Loudoun County, and they're pushing this critical race theory and the 1619 Project. So during one of their school boards, they had a white liberal teacher coming up and saying how white people should feel bad because of what they've done to blacks, et cetera, et cetera. They were also, the parents were pushing back because they were saying, you don't want our kids to read regular literature, but you're introducing books to the classroom that are derogatory. They talk about sex explicitly, but when it comes to Tom Sawyer, you want that out. Andrew, this is scary. This is extremely scary, knowing that you have a degree or a large chunk of the population, liberals, who are pushing this nonsense in the classroom. 1619, they want to say that that's when America was actually formed, because that's when the first slaves came here. I'm like, are you stupid? What about 1776, when we won our freedom from Britain, from England? We had a war, the Revolutionary War, to break ourselves apart from them, to say, hey, we are our own country. That's what it was about, not about the slaves coming here. That was a civil war. But you got knuckleheads that are trying to mix up history and redefine it. 1776, when we had the 13 original colonies, we the people, when we said, hey, no more Great Britain, no more England, we're going to do this ourselves. But to take it back to 1619 and say that's when the United States was formed, it had nothing to do with the United States being formed in 1619. Nothing at all. And when you look at history, if you're a student of history, you will know that every country has gone in and taken over another country. Look at Rome and Caesar. They were out just conquering the entire world, Africa, the Mediterranean, all over. The barbarians came in and knocked them out of the way. Remember the conquistadors? When the Muslims were going around conquering. But then you have the United States and people, oh my God, what a horrible thing. Yes, slavery was horrible. It's a stain on America. But so many other countries had done the same thing. Get over it. Move on. Now, you can argue and say, but the centuries and centuries of being depressed, look at the impact that it had on Black people. I get it. But then you look at the laws that were created to try to uplift Black people. It is 2021, and it is time for people to get up and get after it. And a lot of people have been getting up and getting after it. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at LeBron James. Look at the people, the Blacks that are on TV. Joy Reid, Don Lemon. Look at the people that are in Congress. Maxine Waters, Tim Scott, whom they don't like. They want him to continue thinking that he's being oppressed. By whom? And by what? And why would you want to create a curriculum, 1619, and then indoctrinate into white kids if they're bad, so that years from now, we'll have to revisit this all over again, because then they will be down and out and depressed. Who created this? I'll tell you this, Andrew. If I were running for office, public office, if I were running for the president or an attorney general, and if I won, I would arrest all of them and cart them out from Congress all the way down to the local government. Because in my opinion, that's insurrection. They are trying to destroy this country, chunk by chunk, from Biden, from Kamala Harris. I would go in and I would tell my attorney general, arrest them all. When Trump became president, he said that he initially said that he was going to go after Hillary. But then he said, no, they're good people. I'm not going to. In hindsight, he should have. He should have pushed hard. But of course, the rhinos he had around him probably wouldn't have done it. But I hope what we're serve as an eye awakener, that when Republicans, true Republicans, not rhinos, like Liz Cheney, like Adam Kinzinger, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, maybe Mitch McConnell, but when true Republicans like Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, when true Republicans take over, they better do their darnest to go in and arrest all of these criminals, including the ones in the media and big tech. Now, some would say, oh my God, this is wrong. You can't do this. This doesn't sound right. Well, look, by God, we're going to do it. I would do it. I would arrest them all, because what they're doing is destroying the country, and that is insurrection. Arrest them all, and I would have them all carted out, because you look at what they're saying on the airwaves nonstop, 24/7. They keep saying that Trump caused an insurrection. And Andrew, I don't know if you noticed, now the former acting, I think, who was the guy? Department of Justice, he's now saying that it didn't happen, that Trump didn't cause an insurrection. And some of the others are saying the same thing. Of course, the media is saying, oh, no, no, they're lying. That Anderson Cooper, I would wipe that smirk off his face so fast and have him in a camp doing hard labor. That's what it has gotten to. Now, some of you might say that my stances are a bit too extreme. Well, when you're dealing with people that are trying to destroy the country, you have to be extreme and you have to push back. I want them all arrested immediately. And that is the reason why I want Trump to run again, because he would do it. Show them no mercy. What they are doing is insurrection. What they are doing, they are trying to destroy this great country with the lies that they're telling. The whole Russia collusion, it was a lie. Joe Biden and his son, they have colluded with the Ukrainians and with China to destroy this great country. And still Hunter Biden is colluding with China. Kerry, the same thing. He has lied and said, no, I didn't tell Iran anything. Are you serious? And look at how he worded Smith. Well, I don't remember if I met with the delegate from Iran in 2017, 2019. I know that we did meet, but I think I met with them in 2018, but I don't remember about 2019. John Kerry, you are a bold-faced lie. He is lying to Congress. And when you hear the media says, well, you know, it's against the law to lie to Congress. Well, he just did it. Look at big tech. They've lied to Congress. And what has happened? We have laws on our book, and no one wants to uphold the laws. John Kerry lied. We know that he spoke to the Iranians, and we know that he told them, don't worry, he's only going to serve one term, he being Donald Trump, to just sit tight. We'll get this deal back going. Mike Pompeo even said that he lied. He came out and said John Kerry is working against the country. What is so difficult for people to understand? I don't care if he was a senator. I don't care if he ran for president. I don't care if he was a secretary of state. What he has done is treasonous. And we need people to call this out, because if we don't, they will continue to do it. These people mean no good for this country. They are all treasonous traitors. And it is time that we call them out. It is time that they be arrested. Look at what they're doing to Republicans. Look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and then Cori Bush. The attacks that they're labeling against Marjorie Taylor Greene and saying that they're afraid to be at the House. They're afraid to work there because she might attack them, or some white supremacist might attack them. I mean, they're labeling these charges on the Hill, and the media is reporting on it as if though it is true. This all is while, extremely dangerous.
All while they're being sympathetic to literal terrorist, right, with what's going on here in Israel. They're being sympathetic to the terrorist in Hamas, yet they label Trump's supporters as insurrectionists. It's just, the hypocrisy is unreal, and the Democrats' warped view of history is out of control. We saw Joy Reid, she accused Ted Cruz of Jim Crow like voting laws when the Democrats when the Democrats are the party of slavery and the party of the KKK. So that's awful hypocritical of her to even try and levy that charge at Ted Cruz.
Very hypocritical. But Andrew, did you not realize that back in 2017, the senator from Louisiana who was shot, Steve Scalise, did you not know that the FBI labeled it a suicide by cop when he was attacked? And the person, James Hodgkins, went out looking for groups of Republicans. They were practicing a baseball game. And who was at the helm? Andrew McCabe. And he labeled it a suicide by cop, as opposed to domestic terrorism. Can you believe it? It was domestic terrorism, but he labeled it suicide by cop. And now they're fighting to get them to change the title and say that it was domestic terrorism. Whereas the incident that took place at the Capitol, January 2021, oh, that's domestic terrorism. And some of the people that were involved are still in jail. Last spring and summer, 2020, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, were burning down the country, burning down states, cities, and Oregon, Minnesota, New York, all over. Not a thing was said. A policeman, David Doran, lost his life in California. Policemen were being shot, injured. No one has been arrested, and if they were, they were let go. No one was labeled a domestic terrorist. But January 6th, domestic terrorist. Some of the people are still in jail. I'm sorry. If I were in office, I would be pushing to have the whole lot of them, meaning members of Congress on the left, arrested and charged. These are dangerous people. And as the woman said back in, I think it was after the election, November, I had a video of her. I don't recall her name, but she was a city council member. I think she was in probably Wisconsin. And she said, "We're not playing with you folks. We're not playing with you Trump people. Soldiers, you know what to do." Now, some of you might have recalled that video. If you don't recall, go to our website, you'll see it. But she said, "We're not playing with you." And she was serious. And look at where we are today. They're not playing with us. And I keep trying to tell Republicans, they're playing from a different playbook than you're used to. They're not playing with us. They're in it to win it. And they will steamroll you and knock you down. Look at silly Liz Cheney. She will fight this to her grave trying to take Trump out. And why? Because during 2016, he spoke truth to power when he called out the Iraqi war and he said that it was a waste. It was a big mistake. And if you remember, even some conservatives said he shouldn't have said that. Fox News, talking heads on Fox News said, well, he shouldn't have said that. He should have just glossed over that. But it was the truth. We've had Michael Johns come on our program, and he has said the same thing. He said at the time, he believed that it was the right decision. But in hindsight, it was the wrong decision. So when Trump called it out, he stepped on the Bush's toes, George Bush, and he stepped on Dick Cheney's toes because Dick Cheney was the architect of the Iraqi war. He put us in this long, never-ending war, and people died. He lied, and people died.
And her daddy lined his pockets the whole time.
Halliburton. Yes, Dick Cheney lined his pocket. So now she's trying to get back at Trump for calling her dad out. These people are not conservatives. They're in it for themselves. They wore that title. But when it's time to fight, they back down. The true conservative, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene. These are true conservatives that are out there every darn day trying to make it happen and make it right. So I saw someone put on social media the other day, well, the Republicans, they're busy trying to get rid of Liz Cheney when they should be on Joe Biden. Well, why can't they do both? We don't need her there. She's a rhino. And there are a lot of others like Adam Kinzinger, Ben Sasse. We need to get rid of them because they're not true conservatives. They're rhinos. They want to sit there and look pompous. As if though what they're saying is the God-given truth, and it is not. Why aren't any of them pushing back on this nonsense critical race theory, the 1619 Project? It is all too important, and they need to be pushing back. Why aren't they talking about it? Do they believe in it? Where are they? They're hiding, and they're focusing on other things. Let's just be honest here. They don't have control of any of the houses. And the Senate is 50-50. If they don't decide on something, Kamala comes in and she breaks the vote. The Democrats win. So sitting there telling me, well, we're going to push back on this. No, you're not. I want to see you fighting. I want to see this fighting spirit like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You have no power. You guys are toothless. It is time we get our house in order. Yes, get rid of Liz Cheney and get rid of Adam Kinzinger. What are you guys doing? Are you looking at those areas and saying, we need to run candidates that will defeat the rhinos that are there? As we mentioned earlier, Joe Kent, who's going against this Butler lady, Representative Butler, who voted to impeach, sided with the Democrats to impeach Trump. And I had forgotten about her, but she was a person who came up with the Twitter and said, oh, yeah, but we look at this, and he even said it. I remember him telling me this. I'm like, wait a minute, whose side is she on? A rhino. The only time you see her is when it's time to vote. But other than that, you don't see her. She wants to sit there and look proper and prim. And trust me, they will talk a good talk, and they will make you believe that they say who they are. But it is time for us to get serious with these knuckleheads and just call an ace a ace and a spade a spade and just put it out on the line. If you're not for Trump, you're not for the country, you're not conservative, get out. We don't need you, Ben Sasse. We don't need you, Mitt Romney. We don't need you, Adam Kinzinger. The Republicans should be running candidates to defeat these rhinos. What the heck are they doing? Kevin McCarthy, I don't trust him.
I definitely don't trust him.
Not at all.
Yeah, definitely not. And these America First candidates that are going up against the rhinos, that Rob mentioned some of them right there, but then you've got like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, this Jamie Butler that Rob mentioned. We'll welcome all these people that run against these rhinos here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Joe Kent, he came on the show and talked about he wants to be an America First candidate and run against this rhino, Jamie Butler. He was disgusted, just like the rest of the country, that she voted to impeach President Trump as a Republican. It's like, who is supporting these rhinos? I just don't see it.
Neither do I. But of course, it's probably, you look no further than Rona McDaniel. I'm sure she's right there behind these people, sending them money. But the other thing is that you have a lot of this dark money. I mean, don't doubt for a minute that there aren't Democrats that are giving them money. I mean, look at how they're rallying behind Liz Cheney. And she's so stupid and naive to not realize that they don't like you, Liz. Well, we're trying to tell Mitt Romney the same thing. They don't like you. They just want you to do their bidding. I mean, she thinks that Nancy Pelosi coming out saying, oh, you know, we admire her. When you voted for him, they were attacking you. They don't like your dad. Okay, why are they trying to find friends? See, like, if O.J. Simpson is going to come out and endorse you, you know you got a problem. There's a serious problem. But she's coming out, well, I'm going to talk my truth, and I'm going to make certain that the former president never gets anywhere near the Oval Office. Well, we need to make certain that you don't get anywhere near the House. We need to make certain that you are booted out, kicked out, forced out, and embarrassed. It is because of you and your dad that there is blood in this country. And people should be right out mad at her. At one point, you know, when Trump first ran and she, you know, behind him, backing him, I thought, oh, wow, maybe she's good. But see, she only did it because she wanted to get elected and she read the cards and knew, in there, they'll vote for me. But little did we know, Liz Cheney was a rhino, a complete rhino, a disgusting rhino who needs to be capped at the knee. Get her the hell out. As well as this little kid, Adam Kinzinger. I don't care if he did serve in the military. Thank you for your service, sir. Goodbye. You're not doing anything for the party. Division. That's all they're doing is division. And it's disgusting. If I were Fox News, I wouldn't put Ben Sasse, Adam Kinzinger, or Mitt Romney on any of my programs. And I'm sure when it's all said and done, Liz Cheney will probably get a high-paying job at Fox News or MSNBC, because that's where they always go. Is if they think they're going to be liked by these people. Give me a break. You guys are pathetic. Completely pathetic.
Yeah, and if you want to read about all that's going on in the current political climate, you've got to head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. New articles like Liz Cheney is out, but Elise Stefanik could be even worse. You could find out what that means over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Find that article in the archives. You guys are listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And as I said, check out all the great articles over at AmericaOutLoud.com. America Out Loud, liberty and justice for all.
AmericaOutLoud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded? upgraded since the 1930s. Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. And when we went to break, I was really letting Lizzie Cheney have it. I don't care for Liz Cheney. I don't care for her dad. And I don't think I care much for George W. Bush Jr. either. I mean, he's out now trying to do the rounds, his painting. And it's interesting how the media is trying to rehabilitate him when they hated his guts, okay? They hated the man's guts. And now he's out saying that, oh, I love Michelle Obama and I this and I that. Now, to be fair to him, I personally think he's a nice man, but he's being used because they know that he's a failed president. They know Jimmy Carter is a failed president. Barack Obama, a failed president. They want to rehabilitate these failed presidents so that they can diminish Donald Trump's one term as president. Now, I know a lot of you are saying that, oh, Donald Trump, he's too old. He shouldn't run again. I want him to run again. I want him to run again because I want it to be poetic justice. I want him to run again, and I want him to win big. And I want him to trump all over the Bushes. We don't want any dynasty with the Bushes. We don't want any dynasties with the Clintons. This has to be it. When Trump won, I was so excited because I'm like, it put an end to the dynasty. Somehow Joe managed to steal the whole thing and mess it all up. But hey, so back to Liz Cheney. Some would say, well, she voted with Trump 90% of the time. I don't know if you've heard that, Andrew. But yes. Elise Stefanik. No, I think she's a little firecracker. I mean, I like her. But a lot of people are cautioning us. They're saying, word of caution, because she didn't always vote with Trump. And, you know, so you got to be careful. Okay.
Yep.
Here's my take on it. And then I'll let you jump in, Andrew. If she gets to that position, and she starts going to the left, get her butt out of there. Okay? Because we don't have time for the games. Now, I've reached out to her and asked her to come on our show. She hasn't responded. I will reach out to her again. But if she gets that position and she starts going south, I will attack her every darn day because I am tired of these stupid rhinos trying to run things and not be strong. Now, you think about this, how they all rallied behind McCarthy when they took away Marjorie Taylor Greene's position. Oh, well, she has these kooky ideas. Oh, she said this. She said that she didn't believe in 9/11. She said that she didn't believe in the killing at some primary school. And then she came out and she said, okay, I said that. I shouldn't have said it. But I do believe that it was an attack. That's all I need to know. Because she's kicking butt now. But no, they took her position away. Liz Cheney came up, wants for a vote to take her position. They all, let's let her stay. And she stayed. And what did she give you? Not a darn thing. She kept dividing the party. Now, finally, she's out. And she's still doing divisive things. So, Elise Stefanik, if you step into those roles, and if you think for a millisecond that you'll be able to go in and talk trash and not be called out, you got another thing coming, my sister, because I will call you out every night because I'm sick and tired of the rhinos. Sick of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Elise Stefanik, in her defense, she claims that the reason her voting record isn't in line with Trump's as much as Liz Cheney's is that she had to vote for her district on several occasions, like on the tax cuts. She did not vote for tax cuts because she claimed it would be bad for her district. But if she's taking this position, she doesn't have that excuse anymore. She needs to get on board with the America First policies. She's going to be speaking for all Republicans now. So it's not just all about her district for her when she takes this position. And she won't have that excuse anymore.
Not anymore. And I like what you said, America First Party. I like that, America First. What is wrong with us putting America first? Every country puts their country first, but America can't seem to do that. Why the heck not? It's not racist. It's not white supremacist. And every time I hear this, I see this evil woman, Joy Reid, in my mind. They need to take her. How she got on TV, I don't know. She used to write for some online publication. I think it was the Griot or the Roots or something. The woman is just has a nasty attitude. Okay. And she has created more damage and given liberals more permission to attack black conservatives than any white supremacist. If you were to look in the dictionary to find the high priestess of the black white supremacist, you would find Joy Reid. She's the black priestess of white supremacist. She should be taken down all the way down. I would throw her under the jail so quick. I don't know if you guys ever watched Game of Thrones, but there was a scene in Game of Thrones during the finale, whereby the one of the players, Cersei, had committed a crime, and to be absolved of her crime, she had to walk through the Times Square butt naked. And as she walked through the Times Square, there was a woman behind her with the bell saying, "Shame, shame, shame." The exact thing should happen to Joy Reid and a lot of the other players. Because as I've said, they have committed the greatest offense to this country, and it is of insurrection and treason. And for that crime, that high crime, they should be brought down so low. I long for that day to happen, for them all to be carted out before us. And it could happen if Republicans got together. And when I say got together, not only at the federal level, but it also has to be at the state level. And as we've been saying, we've had a lot of individuals to come on our show, up-and-coming Republicans. And they all seem to be, you know, the same idea of America First. If we could get them all to coalesce together, and if we could get some of the big donors that are out there, conservative donors, to put money behind these candidates in these states and towns like George Soros. We need this. People can't win the election without money. So if you're out there and you hear me, put your money to work. Support these candidates, because we could do the same thing by putting attorney generals in different states, key states. We need it, and supporting different Senate races and representatives and the local towns, the mayors. We need this, because if we could get this going and if we could win, just imagine what we could do with our agenda and not some crazy agenda whereby they're talking about critical race theory and wanting white people to feel bad about themselves. So once white people get done feeling bad about themselves, are they going to go and attack the Asians next? Because it's the Asians who are really succeeding here in this country. I guess no one ever thought about that. And when I say Asians, I'm including Indians, the Chinese, and the North Koreans. Wake the heck up. But of course, Michelle Obama would tell us that, you know, she's still being oppressed. She gets depressed. Well, I would be depressed also if I'm running out there talking about don't eat this and don't eat that. And then I look in the mirror and I see that I've swollen up like a big whale, beluga whale. I'm just being honest. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I mean, she has definitely, I mean, maybe it's the COVID pounds that people keep talking about. But I saw her the other day giving an interview, and I thought, oh my God, how much did she eat? I mean, let's just be honest here. And then she's trying to tell us how we should eat. I don't think so, Michelle. And I'm not saying don't eat. I'm not saying, you know, don't be happy. But by God, woman, pull away from the table. Look at Barack. I mean, he still had this boyish vigor when he was in office. You know, I wonder if they're still together, because you hardly ever see them in the same room together. Maybe they have one of those agreements like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, whereby, you know, he can go off and, you know, play with his girlfriend, do his own thing, and she can go do her own thing.
Swingers.
Swingers. Because I don't see them together. Now, I can't, when you think about it, I mean, he looks like he's in love with himself. So I can't see him out swinging with anyone else. I just see him like going about, he loves being admired and being gloated on and told that, oh, you're the greatest and you're this and you were the first this and that. Because he's conceited. You know, he's an elitist. He's conceited. Whereas we know that Michelle, from her own book, Becoming Michelle, she suffers from low self-esteem. And, you know, she's talked to counselors and some psychiatrists and whatnot, which is a good thing because you should do that. But, you know, and then she came out the other day and said that, you know, she gets depressed. If they were $75 million by herself, collectively with Barack, she's worth, I want to say, anywhere north of $200 million. Okay, she has a Secret Service that follow her everywhere she goes. She has people that are constantly telling you, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. You know, so, but then she wants to come out and she wants to say that she fears for her daughter's safety because they're going to get ready to get their driver's license. I'm like, what? I'm serious, Andrea. She fears for their safety because she says that, you know, the police don't know who's driving behind the wheels of the car. Right. Well, they don't know who's driving behind any car. If you're speeding, they just see a speeding car.
Yeah. Can you imagine a cop pulling out one of the Obama daughter's IDs and saying, oh, Malik Obama, never heard of her. Who is this? Well, like would really be treated like anyone else would be. Come on now.
Well, first of all, she's a female, so she probably won't get pulled over. And if she does get pulled over, as many women do, so I hear, they'll bat their eyes and they'll smile and they'll say, geez, don't give me a ticket. They'll start crying. Then they'll let her on her merry little way. But is she going to be driving a car or will the Secret Service be taking her around?
I was going to say, aren't they in their 20s? Shouldn't they have been driving for a while already?
Look, I think one is the oldest one is probably 20, 21. The youngest one just probably 19. But that's beside the point. The point is that even if they were driving, the Secret Service is going to be behind them. Okay, so what is Michelle fearing? What is her problem? You know what she's doing? She's race baiting. She's trying to tap into the emotions of Black mothers who say, oh, when my Black son goes outside, I'm fearful that he might not come back. I never hear women saying that about their daughters. It's always about their sons. So, Michelle, once again, you're lying. Pull back from the table. Go exercise. And stop trying to create more drama. Drama Michelle. With your millions of dollars, living in Martha's Vineyard. I don't know where your husband is. I mean, he's out with Bruce Springsteen. Maybe they're on the bong or doing something silly. But whenever she comes out and says something, I don't even listen to it. I'm like, oh, she's probably lying again. She's lying.
I'm going to stay away from Michelle Obama and her apparent weight issues. But I want to circle back to Liz Cheney and talk about her for a little bit. Yes, she did vote to impeach President Trump. And yes, she was a rhino. And yes, it was a good idea for her to go. But I'm not happy with just Liz Cheney going. I still have not forgiven and I will not forgive Mitch McConnell being the leader in the Senate. That is a disgrace, if you ask me. This guy was weak. He was nowhere to be found after the election. He did not have President Trump's back whatsoever. In fact, he threw President Trump under the bus. I will not give the GOP another dime until Mitch McConnell is replaced. Like Rob said, you can go to these individual candidates that you like and donate to them. But me personally, I am going to keep my wallet in my pocket and not be giving it to a party that's going to have Mitch McConnell representing them and me, because Mitch McConnell does not represent me.
Well, our dear departed friend, Rush Limbaugh of the EIB network, used to refer to Mitch McConnell as turtle. Now, I thought he was referring to Mitch McConnell as turtle because Mitch McConnell looks like a turtle. But then I did some research, and apparently he referred to Mitch McConnell as a turtle because he said that Mitch McConnell moved so slow. So be that as it may, here's my take on Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is a rhino. When Trump was in office, he, you know, did Trump's bidding. He got, you know, through federal judges. I applaud him for that. But like you said, when Mitch McConnell came out and attacked the president and said the president was responsible for the events on January 6th, shame on you. Shame on you because you were using the talking points of the Democrats. So many other Republicans were using the talking points of the Democrats, refusing to wait and hear all the facts. When you don't have the facts and you just start talking, you look like an idiot. And now, little by little, you have Capitol Police that are coming out saying, no, it wasn't like that. There was one Capitol Police who's coming out saying, oh, no, I warned them and I said this and I said that. Well, he more than likely voted for the Democrats. Okay, let's just call it the way it is for the Democrats, and they were on it. Okay, and when I say meaning in their camp. When you really look at this holistically, because I don't think a lot of people are aware of this, you look at the people behind the scenes at the White House, you have people coming and going that are elected officials, you have them, they're elected, reelected, they lose, and they leave. But what people fail to realize is that there is the common core staff that's still there. Some of them were appointed by different administrations. And because they were appointed by them, you can't get rid of them. They're there until they retire or get another job. So a lot of these players from day one were against President Trump. So when he would say do something, some of them wouldn't do it. But the media would make it seem as if, though, oh, Trump's own team doesn't want to listen to him. No, it was the players that were already there. And that is the reason why Trump said it's very hard to fire government employees, and he wanted to make it a lot easier, and rightfully so. So I say that to say Mitch McConnell had a lot of people supporting him in his camp that were feeding him a lot of nonsense. And now Mitch McConnell wants to say, they're asking him, well, if Trump runs again, would you support him? What does Mitch McConnell say? Well, you know, whoever runs, we're going to support the candidate whoever runs. Now, he more than likely doesn't want Trump to run because he probably doesn't like Trump. And remember, Trump had brought his wife into the White House to serve.
So another disgrace.
Another disgrace. But, you know, Trump he's not a politician. So he didn't know who these players were. He was relying on individuals to make recommendations. Chris Christie made the recommendation for Christopher Wray, a complete disgrace. And he is still there. Every time I see this man with his turn up lips, I dislike him. My blood boils. Because if he were a true Republican, Joe Biden would have gotten rid of him. But Joe Biden is letting him stay. You know why? Because he knows that Christopher Wray is not going to do a darn thing about his son and his interactions with China. Look at how they throw this in our face. This guy, Hunter Biden, he's going to be teaching a class or at some type of conference talking about the media. Of all people, this guy has a record. He's a criminal. He's a druggie. Whereas Trump's children, they're constantly trying to attack them. They're constantly saying, oh, well, they did this and oh, they did that. They're not your average rich kids. They're respectable, and they're not out there wild and vile. Before Trump even made it to the White House, did you hear anything negative about his kids? No. Hunter Biden? Oh, God, yeah. Look at the difference. But the media doesn't want to tell us that. They want us to believe that the Trump children are bad. And Hunter Biden, who boned his brother's wife, some say he had something kind of, you know, shady going on with his niece. I don't know, but the laptop will tell us. But, of course, the FBI doesn't care about the laptop. Because when they raided Giuliani's apartment, his house, they chose not to look at the laptop. They wanted everything else other than the laptop. Now, how interesting it is that the FBI and the Department of Justice are both weaponized against Republicans. I will say again, Republicans, wake the heck up.
Mm-hmm. And once again, when Giuliani got raided, just like we had seen before in the case of Roger Stone, the media was tipped off before the raid even took place. So that's pretty much proof that someone in the Department of Justice or whoever authorized that raid is leaking information to the media and are obviously biased.
Leaking like a sift. And no one is saying anything about it. Republicans look at it and they just go on. They should be out there every day saying what happened to Giuliani is wrong. This happened with other members of Trump's team. Why does this continue to happen? Well, ask Barack Obama. I would have Barack Obama on that hill testifying so quick it would make your head turn. Now, some people would say, oh, you don't want to do that to a former president, because once you do it, the other side would do the same thing. Well, the other side wouldn't do it if you would have put pressure on them and let them know, we're going to cart you all out because you are all criminals. What's going on with Adam Schiff?
Yeah. Could you imagine if President Trump spied on Joe Biden's campaign, like Barack Obama was proven to have spied on Donald Trump's campaign? But yeah, well, Adam Shifty Schiff, he's been awfully quiet since President Trump left office, has he not?
Extremely quiet. And not only that, just going back to what you're saying about Obama spying on Trump's campaign, and he's still doing it. He did it with Joe Biden. It's still going on. Doesn't stop. But Adam Schiff, Shifty, pencil neck, as the EIB great one used to say, where is he? Some say that he wants to run for governor of California. But where is Adam Schiff? The lies this guy told, he and Eric Swalwell.
Where's he been?
Where the heck are they? Why aren't Republicans pushing to have Eric Swalwell dismissed from his position and Adam Schiff to testify before Congress? Now, I blame Lindsey Graham for that, because Lindsey Graham says, well, you don't want to call your colleague to testify before Congress. It hasn't been done before. If we open up the gate, someone else will do the same thing. Well, let someone else do the same thing. And if you have a clean record, you don't have to worry about it. Let them call you up. I would say the same thing with the president. If they have a clean record, they have nothing to fear. We don't want that done. But Barack Obama, so many allegations. Well, not, I don't want to say allegations, but corruptness that followed him. It's just, it's unbelievable. And people think, oh, well, they're fine. No, it's not fine. And it should be called up. We need to get behind them. We thought Bill Barr was going to do it, but Bill Barr was a chicken. He was afraid. Yes, Bill Barr, if you're out there, if you hear this, you were afraid. You were a coward because you talked a good talk. You talked that good talk right up to the election. During the summer of 2020, the spring and summer of 2020, how you were calling out mail-in voting, how you were saying how they mistreated Trump. And then right when we got to the election, you were nowhere to be seen. What happened? It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
Yeah, Bill Barr was such a letdown. We're waiting for this guy to get something done forever. We're waiting for the Durham report to produce something. We've been waiting for Hillary Clinton to go to prison. Nothing ever seems to get done on our side because the Republicans are weak. Yet you look at the attacks that they've launched on President Trump nonstop for over 4 years.
And still attacking him.
Yeah, it's enough to make your blood boil when you look at what they have done to Trump and what they continue to get away with.
And it continues to happen. Obama left office. Trump called it the way it was, that his policies were horrible. But the attacks that they label on Trump every day, everything that happens is Trump's fault. The Colonial Pipeline, that's Trump's fault, according to Joe Biden. He can't get people vaccinated. That's Trump's fault. People don't want to go back to work. That's Trump's fault. And the media, they keep planning up, it's Trump's fault, it's Donald Trump's fault. I'm telling you, Andrew, what they're trying to do is that they want to damage his presidency so that when people look back on it, they'll say, oh no, he had the worst presidency, and they're telling kids this stuff in school. This has to stop. Republicans have got to get control again, and when they do, again, I am so serious about this, they have got to line them all up and charge them with being treasonous. charge them with insurrection because that's what they're doing. They are dividing this country with racism. They are dividing this country with sexism. They are trying to tear this country apart. I saw the other day, they're talking about the military, lesbian marriages in the military. I'm like, what does that have to do with fighting a war? Are you serious? China is laughing at us. Look at Israel, the Palestinians. Hamas lobbed the first shot. And if I were Israel, I would go in and I would flatten the entire place. Because you can't play with these people. I'm sorry. You can't play with them. Because if you keep going volleying backwards and forward, they do it, then we'll volley back, and it goes backwards and forward. You will continue to do this for the next 6 years. You just have to go in and clean up house. I'm sorry, but that's what a war is all about. And people are saying, oh, it's going to get worse. And Israel, they shouldn't do this. No, Israel, go in. Level the whole place. Be done with it. Because they're going to hate you regardless. No matter what Israel does at this point, they're going to hate them. And as far as AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, they're a threat to our national security. We have thieves in the temple. They are the Trojan horse. We must get them out. Vote them out. Arrest them immediately. That's what they want to happen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. We must arrest them, because if we snooze, the next thing you know, they will have that woman arrested. Get those three out of the house immediately. It's it. We got to get them out. We've got to get them out. Because they're too dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see that. AOC, Omar, Tlaib, they all need to go. Thank you all for listening to us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Whether you're in the car or hang out in your man cave, get on iHeartRadio or head on over to AmericaOutloud.com and check out all the great shows and articles over at AmericaOutloud.com. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud Radio Network. Find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. And as I said, head on over to AmericaOutloud.com for countless hours of content. Remember to stand for something or you will fall for nothing.